بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to part 15 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. And today's is titled Underdog, specifically devoted and dedicated to those young ones who believe that life has been rough to them. They haven't perhaps grown up in a loving, stable home, loving, stable environment. Perhaps they've grown up just with a single parent or without a parent at all. This either because of death, either because of divorce, either because of work circumstances and situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But while there may be lots of negativity that comes from the world around us that we are trying to build a barrier against through the series, there's also something called your negative self-perception, where you locked into a victim mentality. Now, today's Faith Positive Ramadan reminder comes to us in the form of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. By all accounts, he was an underdog. He was left to fend for himself at a very, very young age. He didn't have the love of his mother and his father. He didn't have the support of his brothers. From a very young age, the scholars write that he was between 7 and 9 when he was thrown into the well by his brothers, then sold into slavery, and as a younger man seduced by a powerful woman, and there were circumstances of that, wrongfully accused, thrown into jail. He could have turned out as a man who was bitter. He could have turned out as a man who was angry with the world. He could have turned out as a man who didn't have ambition, as a man who didn't have vision and goals. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the absolute opposite. And this is something that should give us a boost. It should make us think and it should give us courage. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't taught by his parents to show clemency, yet he showed clemency and forgave his brother. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was firm and astute. When he was thrown into the jail, and the ulama say he remained there between 9 and 12 years, Allah knows best. If you're given a chance to come out, you're going to just run out of that jail. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was firm. He made sure that he was totally absolved of any blame before he left that prison. And then you look at his impeccable manners and you say, well, he didn't have parents or he didn't have grandparents to teach him these things. Yet he showed such great character. When the Aziz of Misr's wife seduced Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam refused her call. But then he says something very kind. He says to Zulaykha, "Innahu Rabbi ahsana maswaya." I seek refuge in Allah from committing an evil sin. But how can I do this to a man who has looked after me and he has given me great comfort? He's given me comfortable living. I'll never betray him by committing an immoral sin with his wife. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Those who do wrong will never be successful. So Yusuf a.s.'s character was that he did not chastise the lady to the point where she felt awful. The chastisement was up to herself. So if somebody's been kind to me and good to me, how can I betray them in such a way? So he's impeccable manners with this couple. Then later on, he had such ambition. When he was freed from the prison, he told the king of Egypt, "Let me be responsible for the grain. Let me be responsible for all the financial matters here, because I believe I have the experience and I believe I have the know-how." So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam just didn't give up and say that's the end of it. So for those of you, those of our young people who especially feel that they have some type, they're the victim all the time, it's time to rid yourself of that mentality. And then to end with a quote. Say you have been wronged. Say life has been rough to you. Forgive. Because at the end of the day, forgiveness has nothing to do with absolving a guilty person of their crime. It has everything to do with you relieving yourself of the burden of being a victim and letting go of pain and transforming yourself from a victim into a survivor is something that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Until next time, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum.